Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with the one and only Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, who's performing Saturday at the Rock and Roll for Children Foundation. Thanks so much for coming on, Ricky. I think we talked last year, and now you're back.
I am back. Like a bad cold, I'm back. Formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I played with Joan from 81 to 92-ish, and I was inducted with Joan into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year.
Yeah, I actually believe we talked to you, I guess it was probably around this time, so it would have been March, and then you guys were inducted. And we talked to you right before you were inducted, right? So how does it feel to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer now? The same?
I find it hard to wrap my brain around sometimes. But the reason, I think, is most of the band that's playing on Saturday night, I mean, we've been playing together for years and years and do all kinds of things around the country, you know, as well as everybody plays with their own bands. And one of the things we used to do is every year for about 6 years or so, we were like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band. So they had this big benefit at the convention center in Cleveland every year. And we were like the house band. And then there were like five or six special guests, like Mavis Staples, Billy Squire. I mean, I think one year it was even Tom Loke.
Wow.
And we back them up. But what I do is every year I would take a walk by myself through the Rock Hall, and I would see, like, you know, Albert King's guitar and Sam Cooke's tuxedo and John Lee Hooker's stuff, you know. So, you know, to know that my stuff is in there is kind of overwhelming a bit. And the whole trip to Cleveland for the induction was crazy. You know, the first thing we did was I went down and I saw the setup with our guitars and my leather jacket and, like, you know, Joan's famous that pink jacket that she wore on the Isle of Rock and Roll cover. And it's pretty bizarre, bro.
I bet.
For a kid that grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've that's the pinnacle right there. Although I'm sure, as awesome as that is, I'm sure this weekend with the charity event is a different sort of special. Why do you keep coming back? Why is this such an important cause to you?
Well, I mean, the cause is amazing. You know, the deal is you want to give back in this world, you know, and of course it raises money so the parents of the kids that are getting treatment for cancer have a place to stay. And the point of this being in this world is to give back. And it's always been a great event. They put on a really first class event. There's all this great all these great auction items that people sign, all these sports figures, rock and roll figures, all kinds of famous people sign stuff, and they auction it off, and the show is great. This year we have John Popper as a special guest. I'm the musical director for this year, and the band is great. We have my old pal, Christine Ullman, the Beehive Queen.
We just got off the phone with her.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope she said nice things about me.
No, she was so glad she got it in there before you had to come on. She just...
Christine, Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel's band. So the three of us, we were in a band in New York called NYC Hit Squad. You know, we had a fun band. We did like soul and rock and roll stuff. Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, Todd Rundgren's bass player, Chasm Sultan, who I played with Joan during the Hate Myself for Loving You era. There were a few different eras I played in with Joan.
Yeah.
Derek St. Holmes, an old friend, you know, Mark Ribbler, all kinds of people, all good stuff.
Have you guys?
And of course, John Popper. We're going to do some Blues Travelers songs. And I've never met John, but I heard he's a great guy, and that's all I really care about.
Yeah, totally. So a little bit more of a bluesy sound this year, in addition to some of the classic rock stuff. All right, I can dig on that. Do you guys?
Well, I tried to put together I know what kind of people are playing, so I tried to put together a bluesy, soulful night. I mean, everybody's going to have a blast. We had a great time last year. We're going to have a great time this year.
Yeah.
It's all top-notch musicians, and, you know, the cause is great, so the vibe is great. Everybody's there to help. It's, you know, it's all volunteers, and it's one of them things I do now, you know?
Yeah, of course. Part of the giving back. Now, I know you've gone, you know, just to participate in the band for many years, but is this your first year doing the music director thing?
That's a good question. I think so. I might have done it once before a while ago, but I did it a couple of years in a row, then I didn't do it for a couple of years, and I did it the last 2 years. I don't know, but I'm more than happy to be a musical director. I mean, I know everybody, so it's easy. And we're all in this for a long time. We're all like lifers.
Right.
So basically, I just put together some cool sets. And we don't really, I mean, we're all in different parts of the country, right? So it's not like we get together. We all rehearse on our own, really. But it's all classic material, and I kind of just send everybody a set list. And we all do our own homework, and then we get together the day before, or maybe it's the day of this year, I can't remember. And we do, you know, 2 hours of just going over the trouble spots. But, it's just rock and roll, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How does that work?
One thing I found out a long time ago is a really nice outfit covers a multitude of sins.
Exactly.
Dress up, you know?
That's a good trick. But how does that exactly work? So you have this obviously circled on your calendar every year. And you just start placing phone calls throughout the year to all these people you've crossed paths with over the years?
Well, I mean, I do. John asked me to do the musical director thing. Mark Rivera, who was last year, he couldn't do it this year, and you know, I volunteered. And John kind of tells me who's in, and then he said, "Can you find a drummer? Can you get this? Can you do that?" And I just start making phone calls. See if he's available. Because hold on, I'm gonna sneeze.
Go for it.
Excuse me.
Back like a bad cold, man.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, you know what they're saying is because of the weird weather, the allergy season starting really early this year.
Oh, great. So
that
don't
might be hitting me.
Don't sit in the front row Saturday.
I mean,
that's what
where are you located?
We're in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is there, man, but it's like 68 degrees here in New York today.
Oh, it's gorgeous here, but it's been really cold lately.
It's supposed to be 70 tomorrow, which is crazy.
Yeah, you guys are bringing warm weather to us.
Hopefully. So either the world's coming to an end or it's just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Every time you come play here, we worry the world's going to end. So.
Yeah, well, you know. But so I just make phone calls. I see who's available. And then I kind of see what kind of band it is, you know, rocking, what we got in the arsenal. And then I kind of put together a set around that. And I know what people will like. And I try to pick songs that aren't too difficult because we don't get to rehearse. So it's all classics, a little bit of soul music.
Yeah.
You know, some Al Green, some Rolling Stones, some, I'm going to do a couple of, I'll do some Bo Diddley, you know,
nice.
This, that, and the other.
Nice.
And we just have fun. And we just, the thing people know, people say that, they come over and say, wow, man, you guys, you've been playing together a long time? I'm like, actually, you know, no. But we're all like longtime musicians. So we kind of just, the key to doing these kind of gigs is, you keep your ears and your eyes open. You just watch everybody and just watch for the cues. You'll see me waving my hand. I'm like, wait, you know, I kind of begin the songs and end them. And what happens in the middle is not my problem.
That's when you distract us with the wardrobe you're talking about. All right.
Exactly.
Cool. Awesome.
But, you know, this is a great, it's just a great, John Belenky and the crew and the foundation, they just put on a great show. And all the money goes directly to the children's charities and foundation support, you know, outside of obviously operating costs.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's such an awesome cause, and it sounds like you got a really great lineup, just like you did last year. And it's every year you guys seem to pull in a nice little, you know, hodgepodge of people. It's awesome. So
yeah, and everybody in the crowd is great. Everybody's there to have a good time and to give back. And the key is you just want everybody to have a good time. You know,
well, I think we can. I think it's safe to say that's gonna go down Saturday. So, awesome.
Good. I can't wait, man.
Awesome.
I get in there. I think I get in there on Friday, and a few of us are gonna go play some acoustic songs for the kids at the hospital.
Oh, awesome!
And then I think there's a dinner. There's always a dinner. Got to have a dinner.
Of course, you got to eat
the night before, and then I'll do a little bit of rehearsing. And then get up early the next morning and, you know, we'll hit it.
That's awesome.
That's another thing we usually do, like on these kind of events. Somebody, everybody collects in my room or whoever's the MD and we kind of go over vocals and stuff. This is like behind the music, baby.
Yeah, you see, we're getting the exclusives here. All right. I know, yeah. I know you want to keep the set list. Be prepared for anything.
Yeah. I'm telling myself to be prepared.
Oh.
That's the key to us. We got to be prepared.
Self-reminder, yeah. I know you want to keep the set list pretty secret. You know, you got to come out to hear it all, but give us one little teaser.
Let's see. I got it right here in front of me. we're going to start off with, you know, we're going to do like Roadrunner, Unchain My Heart,
right.
Soothe Me, Derek will do Hey Baby, which he did with Ted Nugent. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to do a bunch of Blues Traveler stuff. Let's see, a couple of, you know, we have Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge. We'll do You Keep Me Hanging On. And here's a tip. We're going to end with I Love Rock and Roll.
Right.
And I like to bring, by then people have been in the good feeling.
They're a little lubed up by then.
But that's what I was trying to say.
There you go.
So I try to bring up some girls on the stage to sing I Love Rock and Roll because it's not in my key.
Ah.
And there's always about 10 or 12 girls that are plastered by then that you know, love to just come on stage and sing the song.
So
I just got to stand there and play it.
So what's the tip? If we have some ladies listening to this right now and they come out Saturday, should they stand up front? How do they get on stage?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, look, we want to bring some of you beautiful women up here to sing I Love Rock and Roll, who volunteers. And then, you know, sometimes it's I have no problem. Sometimes I have to coax them. Sometimes I have to threaten to come down there and drag them up. And sometimes they just come walking up. It depends on the crowd. I guess it depends on the booze, too.
I'm sure.
Me being a guy that doesn't drink, you know, I'm the designated driver of the whole thing.
Well, that's probably good because you're kind of running the band here this year, so you know that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
All right, man, cool. Well, it's going to be awesome. It's a great event every year. So thanks so much for taking the time to join us and preview
Not
it.
No problem. A pleasure, bro.
It's awesome that now we can call you Hall of Famer, Ricky Bird. That's so exciting.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
it's cool.
It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. I'd like to talk longer, but I got to go shine up my statue.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I see how it is. All right. Happy shining. Go get your shine box.
Go get your shine box.
You get the reference?
Goodfellas, baby.
F yeah. That's awesome. All right, man. Well, now go get your shine box.
What? I'm funny? I'm a clown?
I amuse you? I had him, Henry. I almost had him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
See, now you're gonna have to explain to people that's all from Goodfellas.
Now we're just doing an insane tangent. I just got back from the Oscars last week. We were backstage covering it, so I got movies on the mind. Sorry, brother.
That's all right. That's a good movie to have on your mind
at all times. It's like I feel like it's the most quoted of the last 25 years, at least among
my favorite.
At least dudes.
My favorite scene is at the end when where is he in Arizona or something?
Oh
that
yeah,
line?
Yeah.
They serve them spaghetti with tomato with ketchup or
with
something.
Ketchup and meat sauce or whatever. The yeah, what is it? I asked for spaghetti and meatballs and I got egg noodles and ketchup and I have to live like a schmuck or something like that. I
have to live like a schmuck.
And
by the way, the real guy. He had a great. He passed away a couple of years ago, but his book was great.
Henry Hill.
Yeah, he put out a biography, an autobiography that was really good.
Yeah.
See, now we just like digressed into something complete. That's a whole other show.
Hey, we could just talk forever. But see, I'm just delaying you from shining your statue. So
yeah, it all went from that. We digressed from shining up my statue.
Well, we'll bring it back. Let's shine up some charity dollars for the kids. How about that?
Absolutely, great auction items, man. Go online. You tell them all the information online. There's always great signed memorabilia.
All right. Sounds good. Awesome. Well,
all right, man. Have a great day.
Thanks for coming on. See you Saturday.
Talk to you later.
Later.